Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. All right, welcome to another episode of Stories of Impact. I'm here with Kirsty Peebles. Kirsty, how are you?
I am so great, Blake. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, I just want to get you to give us an idea of who you are. What is it that you do, and how do you help people? What problems do you solve?
So the problems that I'm solving at the moment are those for startup business owners. I have been in business for 10 years, and the more that I converse with startups, the more I recognize that there's so many similar problems, and most of it starts from that internal journey of mindset, limiting beliefs, what are you doing that's sabotaging yourself? So at the moment, there's a lot of mindset coaching on the back end of helping startups actually build and thrive in their businesses.
That's great. Now, I want to dive into your story, because I believe every business owner has a super unique story, and I know about your story, and it's something that I can kind of relate to as well, being that youngest person in the room back in the day. And, you know, when we mentioned off air that I worked at a gym when I was 18, 19 years old, and I was that youngest person there working at the gym. Where does your story begin? So take us back to, what were you up to before you started your business, and was there any specific moment for you that made you want to start?
The funniest thing with my story is that I was literally just in school beforehand. There was nothing else exciting going on. I didn't have like a light bulb moment within a job where I was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. It wasn't anything like that. I was literally 17 years old. I had just graduated year 12. I was supposed to go to university. And then I was like, I kind of want a fun job while I'm at uni. And in my head, this is such a lie, but it's hilarious, and total transparency here. I was like, I would like to earn more money than most people while they're at uni as well. So I literally decided to go and do my PT certificates. And if anyone knows, the PT industry success rate is so low. Most people don't make it through their first year, let alone 10 years. And I just was like, I'm just going to go do this. This looks fun. I'm going to take 6 months before I go to uni. And ironically, I was meant to study HR and commerce, which is business and people. And so never actually ended up going to university. Instead, I was like, I'm going to go work in a gym. And then it turns out I was too young to even work in gyms. So I started up from home because I was not too young to get an ABN. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I feel like we're the same, because I started working at a gym and for 5 years and 6 years. Then I went into business, but you did it the other way around.
Yeah. We are the same, just opposite.
Cool. So what was it like starting your business, though, when you first got that ABN? What was it like?
My favorite thing, I've had to do a lot of reflecting on this lately, because I've had a couple of these amazing interviews, and I was thinking about what made that happen. I'm not going to lie to you, Blake. I think it's the naivety of being so young. And I'm very, very blessed and very grateful to have grown up with a very supportive family who were like, oh yeah, you should absolutely do that. So then of course I was like, yeah, why would I not? And because I was so young, I didn't have enough conditioning yet to be like, this is a terrible idea. You shouldn't do this. And I didn't have anyone else being like, that's so scary and unstable, because I had no responsibilities. So it didn't matter. But when I'm talking to people now, recognizing most people are older when they're starting their businesses, is finding a way that it works for you without compromising everything that you need, safety and stability wise in the process, is probably the only way. Sorry, not probably. It will definitely be the only way that you can move without it feeling so terrifying.
Yeah. And what were the challenges that you faced, though? Because I feel like, yeah, we can have such a great support system and network that can help us, but there are always going to be like super challenging parts to business growth or whatever that may be, especially earlier on when you're trying to navigate your way through that. What were the challenges that you faced?
Yeah, definitely. Something that I keep thinking about at the moment, and I hope this resonates for somebody listening, is there's these initiation processes through business that I believe every single person has to go through. Because as you and I know, owning a business is just as incredible as it is challenging and hard, and therefore it makes it very fulfilling. But most people try and skip these challenges, and I just don't see there's any way through it. And so the challenges that I personally went through was that of imposter syndrome every single time you're trying to pivot. And what that is these voices in your head telling you why you shouldn't do this, or why someone who's already way further than you is taking up more space, and so it's not worth you even starting. And there's a lot of mind games and mental conversations that go on when you're starting a business, which is why, truthfully, I got so hardcore into my own personal development journey. And I have this belief that everyone goes through a fitness journey that then leads into a personal development journey. And then if you're lucky enough, also generally turns into a religious or spiritual journey, to be honest, yeah. Because you take that faith so much further. But when you're going through that personal development journey, I genuinely believe that business will be one of the biggest triggers and mirrors for any of the shit that you haven't done that's going on within your own internal self. So the challenges are definitely internal, and to shed light on how most of us feel financially, it's rough as well at the start while you're learning so much and increasing your capacity so quickly and dealing with probably more stress than you've dealt with before whilst still being a complete beginner at everything. So yeah, the internal battle can be heavy, but once you get through that, the ability that you have to just be a strong, grounded human being and truly the person that you're supposed to be is, yeah, worth it tenfold.
And I totally agree. And I think business definitely is first and foremost internal. And I'll always tell like people who are wanting to write books as well, because imposter syndrome is such a big thing for people who want to write books too, where it's like they think they have to be at that certain level to write a book. You know, and it's one of those things. When you actually write a book, there's so much personal development that goes on inside that. And then at the end of it, it's like for me, I didn't start my book coaching and publishing business until like I finished a book because it's like I've written a couple of books prior to that. But then I was like, no, this is what I want to do. And then that personal growth of finding that clarity in what it is that you do and how you help people, finding that personal transformation through yourself in what you do and how you help people, that's really important to kind of just, creating that impact that you want to make and overcoming all those imposter syndrome and internal issues as well. You said you've never been employed by an employer.
So that it would be a lie if I said no to that. Technically, I was going to say, I was like, I worked at Woolworths casually, if that counts. But I was employed part-time for 6 months, which was fine. But that really highlighted to me, I'm like, oh, my brain just is not wired this way. Like I do need to be my own boss. So yeah, I have not been full-time employed ever in my life.
Yeah. That's crazy. You've employed yourself basically. As your business started to grow, what were some of the biggest problems that you found others that were coming to you for?
So I would like to pull out more recent challenges that people were coming to me with, because I've had a lot of different segments, I suppose, within my business career. And what people would come to me with when I owned a gym versus when I am business coaching startups, I would say the most common problem people come to me with is, again, it's that personal development help. Everyone needs to feel seen. Everyone likes to know that they're not alone in what they're navigating. And truthfully, most of us go through really similar challenges. And when you have a support network or, you know, a coach, a mentor, whoever it is, someone close to you that can be like, I get it. Like, I've been there, and this is how I helped you navigate through. This is how I navigated through it. Let me help you navigate through it. Changes the game and how you can move forward, because you build this level of belief, whether it's coming externally or internally at first, to move forward. So one of the biggest challenges would be, I would say, one of the biggest problems that people would come to me was, I literally have no idea what I'm doing. And I know that sounds really basic, but honestly, most, and this is just what I've realized in the most beautiful, humbling way, is that most of us don't know what we're doing. We are doing this for the first time. This is our first human experience on this forsaken planet. Like, we are all figuring out as we go. And that's where community is so beautiful. Like, having, like I said, having people to support you so you don't feel so alone, I do believe is a missing puzzle piece in most people's mental health battles that we go through as well.
And I think it's also a skill set that people really need to develop, is learning to actually listen to coaches, listen to mentors, and really take what they say on board. Because I think without that, it's like those trainer wheels, they just stay on and they'll never come off. But without, you know, without seeking someone, or seeking like a trusted source, or someone who has been there before you to guide you through, I think that's such an important thing to have, as well as a skill developed to a skill development tool to be able to work with them as well, and kind of have them on that journey of support with you.
Absolutely. I call it like cheat codes. You want to move through this thing faster? Here's the cheat codes. And as well as that. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like on Sims, you'd be adding in your cheat code to move up faster. Same thing. And we really, like, we deserve to, the younger generation, the people coming after us, deserve to have this wisdom passed on from the people that came before them. Because as all of us know, yes, there's the initiation process where you do have to learn things from yourself, and it's not your coach's job to stop you from feeling any pain. It's their job to help guide you out of it without giving up.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think, like, the generation we're in now, I think we're in a lucky stage, because we can get to create like a lifestyle for ourselves, and we can get to, it's now more talked about, the personal development side, the professional development side, upskilling as well. And it's about trying to translate that now as well to that next generation coming through as well. But I think it's a really good time for us to be living where the message is there, and it's just now working on our, you know, development, whether that's personally, whether that's professionally, because we can now feel more supported, I believe, than ever. And there's more resources and there's more coaches available than ever to have our problems solved. So, I think that's just what I believe anyway. And I don't know if you feel that same way too, but I just think it's super, it's we're lucky to be living in a time like this now, I believe.
Definitely. Like, truthfully, as far as I'm aware, 10 years ago when I started, this level of support and access was not there, which is why I think it took me so long to get to where I am and where I was even 4 years ago, because I did not know what I was doing. There was very few ways that you could seek support. And so if you are somebody that is starting out, find somebody.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes, and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
Use all of the free resources. Use YouTube, use Instagram, whatever it is. Like, just soak up as much wisdom, knowledge, and increase your skills as much as you possibly can.
And that's the thing. There's so many resources available now. There's like YouTube, podcasts, so many. You can go anywhere you like to have a problem solved as well. But then you can go deeper to find the right person to help you solve that problem. And I think that's great. That's great. Now, let's just transition to the impact your business has had on your life. So how has your business journey impacted your own life? And can you give it to me personally and professionally as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So because I was so young when I started, I think I walked through the initiation fire a lot younger than most. And so I'm very blessed to have grown up with my whole 20s, what I would call emotionally intelligent. And this is one of my favorite things about having come from a PT background, is it gives you so many fundamental skills that not that many other businesses will give you, which is emotional intelligence. You need to understand how somebody is feeling without them saying anything. You have to understand that somebody else's problem, it's not your own problem, and self-awareness enough to be like, their sessions are never about me. It's about them. And realistically in life, other than personal training or working with a coach in any sort of way, where do you get 45 to 60 minutes of undivided attention from someone just paying attention to you and listening? Literally nowhere. That's why I believe the fitness industry is so important, why coaches are so important, why psychologists are so important, because you just don't get that somewhere else. And maybe if you're lucky, you have a friend that will listen that well. But that has definitely fundamentally changed the way that I have personally grown up and professionally grown up in the last 10 years. But on a deeper level, I was thinking about this in the sauna this morning, actually. I was like, I have had my life pivot probably more times than most. Like, I have had so many things in my life drop away in a non-victim way, like just taken away from me without my ability to save it, essentially, whether that was relationships, which has been businesses, which has been like my gym, literally for one out, like one day I'm expanding, the next it was my lawyer calling me to get out. And I would say without own professional development, which is the confidence that you have to create within yourself, the strong foundations that you need to have within yourself, and then your faith that every single time something horrendous and challenging happens, you're always okay and it actually turns out for the better, I would not have been able to get through all of those situations professionally and personally without that skill set.
Yeah, I do really believe that if you're not personally growing, you're not professionally growing. And that's just something that, I mean, I truly believe in. But talk to us now about, because you mentioned that time where you were threatened by a lawsuit. Now, what was that like? What was that day like?
For context, I think I was 24 when that was happening. And as we know, that's pretty young still. Like, that's fundamental times. My brain had barely finished growing, and that was pretty heavy to deal with, especially when I had just built a house with my partner at the time, and I was still had mortgages and responsibilities and staff and members to look after. It was a lot. But that day, I honestly, Blake, I think I laughed at how intense it got so quickly. I was legitimately talking to the owner of the property the day before about expanding and trying to solve the issue that we had with this problem. And sorry, I can't give too much, but I definitely want to share the story because it is hectic. Yeah. So I was talking to the owner about expanding and moving and working on this problem together to try and solve it so that it would make everyone's life easier. And legitimately, the next day I woke up and there was an email from the owner that said, "Hi, Kirsty, all further communications need to be through the real estate agent from this point forward." And I was like, why were we having a conversation then anyway? And I was like, that's weird. There was a big red flag there. Something was definitely going on. And then within an hour of that, I had this call from my lawyer that said, "Kirsty, do you have time?" It wasn't even, "Do you have time to see me today?" It was, "We need a meeting today." I remember, to paint a scene, I had finally taken a day off. My partner had taken a day off at the time. And we were so excited to like hang out. We were going to go to a cafe. We were going to just go for a walk. It was the most beautiful day that we were so excited to spend together. And it literally started with that tone. And I was like, this is not going to be good from this point forward. My soul sunk. I laughed because I was like, this is bizarre. And then it really hit me where I was like, something's really going on here. And because there was already an existing issue, and to give a little more context, it was regarding sound and noise, and the Shire had been out and there were no issues on my end and everything was in regulation and it was all fine. But I knew in my soul something was off here. And truthfully, so wild that I started a business in COVID, like a gym in COVID. That was in hindsight, kind of dumb, but I wanted it for a really long time, so whatever. And I had the opportunity come up, so I was like, yeah, okay, let's go. And yeah, I remember sitting in my lawyer's office and he just said, I know the people involved and your best bet is to leave. And I was like, in my head, that's just not an option. What do you mean leave? Like again, this comes back to that age thing where I felt I was so young, and I'm going, you know, talking to people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're lawyers and real estate agents and business owners. And it was pretty messy pretty quickly. And I genuinely did feel like my business wasn't taken seriously, which was the most frustrating, because between you and I knew that my business was making a significant bigger impact in different areas with a lot more people than the other ones involved. And so I was like, as if the business that's helping everybody's mindset is the thing that's being taken away right now. Like, this is beyond me. And yeah, I came out of that meeting with the lawyer and I was like, yeah, wow, this is serious. And truthfully, I was still quite young, so I was pretty defensive. And I was like, well, what are the alternative arrangements? Like, what am I meant to do? And what's going to happen here? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And as if I'm going to go down without a fight. Because again, stuck my heels in. I was like, I'm the youngest here. I know you guys are trying to bully me out. What are my alternative options here? How can I fight against this? How can I protect what I've built? And the answer was, honestly, I couldn't really. I looked at every option. I started to look at other locations I could move to. And this is something that I'm really big on with every business owner, is you know if something is a yes or a no. And if something is a maybe, it's also a no. So check in with yourself, take space, give yourself time to respond, not react. And once you have that clarity, you can then move with a much more, like, a solid foundation and a lot more made up mindset that is serving you versus just, you know, pushing shit up a hill all the time, which is what we're doing a lot of the time in business anyway. And yeah, so I started to look at other locations and I just sat with myself and just had that space. And I just was like, I don't actually think I want this anymore. And this was just before all of the restrictions came in, and it got very, very hard for business owners from that point forward. Sorry, for gym owners from that point forward to continue to run their business. And so truthfully, the biggest blessing of my life was the timing of all of that falling away, because that was December 2021.
Yeah, that's
crazy. And all the mandates came in like 2 months later.
Yeah. And would you say, though, one of the hardest decisions to was more not necessarily around you, but the people you're already supporting, your clients? Because I think that's one of the biggest things, that sometimes we do things because we do things not in the benefit of ourselves, but in the benefits of the clients and the people that we work with. And you know, as soon as we kind of come from that sort of place, sometimes we forget to look after ourselves and what we actually want. So would you say that that's kind of one of those things that probably held you back a bit when it came to finding new venues and making that decision?
Definitely. So as a business owner, you have no choice but to be action and solution focused. There will be the two things that set you apart from every single other business owner. And at that point, I was being solution focused and I was also being action focused. I was like, what are my options? How can I fix this? I'm not going to let these girls down. This is fully on me. And when when I paused, when I checked in and was like, I have to do what's right for me, because at the end of the day, it's my mental health, my stress, my life that's been, my time that's being sacrificed, my money that's being sacrificed here. I have to make these decisions for me as well. So yeah, always be action and solution focused. Make sure it comes from a place within you that is in alignment with what you truly want. And I believe that we all actually know in our core what being misaligned means, or and not moving from a place of alignment, because it's this pull, it's this push feeling where everything feels really hard, everything feels really challenging, it just feels like you keep hitting all of these roadblocks. And so I invite anybody to ever just look at your different options, turn around, see where the path is leading you in another way as well. And then when you, like I said, as you give yourself space, you will know what your right decisions are moving next as well.
Yeah, I love that. Action and solution focused. I love that. All right. Now we're going to come towards the end of the episode. And I just want to ask a couple more questions. So when it comes to making an impact on others, what has been the most rewarding part of your business? And are there any particular stories or moments that have really particularly stood out for you?
Yes, definitely. So on what I was just saying, just because it is hard, it doesn't mean that it's not worth it. I have truthfully found that the most fulfilling work comes from the most challenging work. And there is a difference between something being challenging and something being not the right option for you. So instilling that within the other people around me, being like, literally, as cliche as it is, trust your gut. It knows what it wants. It knows what you where you're supposed to be going. And every time we move away from that, we, you know, there's nothing wrong with where we end up, because that's perfect as it is as well. But you always end up with a more fulfilling, beautiful life when you actually lean into the pools of life that you are given. And so, yeah, so to answer your question, some of the biggest lessons, some of the biggest impacts, some of the biggest advice that I could give is just, it's never going to be easy. And as cliche as it is, it's never going to be easy, but it's definitely worth it. And have support from so many people that believe in you, that love you, and you will be challenged. That is literally just the initiation process of this whole life. But yeah, something else that I actually was thinking about, sorry, Blake, before we jumped on, was really about fear. This is like, this is the word that just keeps coming up today and lately, probably for the past 2 weeks, is that there is always so much fear, and there's always so many doubts, and there's always so many things that we feel we should shy away from. But I genuinely promise you, and I keep seeing this come up in, as I said, the last few weeks, but we have to stop shying away from everything that scares us. And being able to instill that within other people has been such a game changer, because I've done that from the second, as soon as I started my business, it was, are you too scared to look in the mirror? Are you too scared to show up in the gym? Do we lack confidence in the way that we communicate with people? Whatever it is, it's like, there's always an underlying tone of fear. And I think the more that I can help someone's relationship with fear, the more that will change their life for the better. And so I will continue to do that for people, in whether it's a business capacity or fitness capacity or a personal development capacity. Yeah, if the more they can continue to work on their relationship with fear, the more they can build their self-trust, and the more self-trust we have, the easier it is for us to pick ourselves up and continue to move through life.
I totally agree with that. And I think one of the things I wrote in my very first book, it was not, the fear will always be there. We'll always have a fear, but it's the repetition in having the courage to act that is what's going to get you through that fear. So like you said, it's action.
Absolutely.
Action and solution. And as long as you continue to do that, I feel you can overcome the fears and in whatever it is that you do. So I want to finish this last question, and this is a question that I ask all my guests. If you were to write a book based on your business journey, what lessons or message would you want to share with the world?
Believe that if we summarized everything that we were just talking about for the last 5 minutes, it would be that every challenge is an opportunity to change or repeat a cycle. And as we said, every time we move with courage, we are then given the opportunity to up level, and we typically will continue to grow from that experience as well, rather than just keep repeating the same old stuff that comes up so many times. So yeah, it would definitely be every challenge is an opportunity to change or repeat a cycle.
Love that. Love that. All right. Well, thanks for joining me. And is there, where can people find you? How can people connect with you, get to know you, want to work with you? Where can people find you?
So best place is probably, at this point, it's Instagram. I would absolutely love anybody that listens to this episode, please come and tell me any takeaways or anything that resonated with you. I would love to hear from you. But Kirsty Peebles at Kirsty Peebles on Instagram is the best place. That's where all of my latest offerings will be. I am more than happy to give 75% off to my Secrets of Selling course to you guys, to anyone listening. So I will give Blake the discount code for that, and you can put it in the show notes. But yep. At the moment, I am really focusing on working with startups and new business owners and making sure that they have the support that I wish that I had growing up to handle the hard things and have someone on their team and, as we said, give them some cheat codes for life as well.
Love that. All right. I will put all that in the show notes, but thanks so much again for joining me, Kirsty. Until
you,
next
Blake.
Time, we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, guys. Yay!
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.